Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is co-host Daniel McAdams. And Daniel, good to see you today.
Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Well, good. I'd like to talk a little bit about Facebook. And since you're a Facebook expert and know all the things on how it works, you can explain that to me, how the mechanism is. But we do want to talk about some of the issues because they're political and economic issues dealing with the controversy with Facebook right now. And I understand there's an important meeting coming up, a meeting of the great minds, a group of conservatives who just happen not to like Trump very much, along with Zuckerberg, who's been charged with manipulating the news. And we didn't even know that Facebook was a news agency, but everybody knows there's a lot of people, like a billion or so, get their news from Facebook. So the controversy really is, have they been fudging things? Have they been slanted? Have they been biased? And we've seen the Paul's names, Rand and Ron Paul's name in, that they weren't that friendly with us. And here, you know, I've been working for years on the assumption that these people in the media and the technology people, especially early on, people who really understood technology and computers and communication were the libertarians. But here we have supposedly libertarian-minded people in the social networks, and they aren't friendly to us. So, but of course, the big controversy now has to be sorted out. What is true and what is to be done about it? The Senate wants to get involved. And it does have a great deal of significance. But I have been interviewed on this so far, and I made the comment that we don't need the government cracking down and telling Facebook what to do. But we certainly need to dissect this out because there are certain things that may have stepped over the line, and we might hear about that. But I'm sure you've kept up with this. Do you have any thoughts about this meeting coming up tomorrow? I wonder what's going to be accomplished there. Do you think Zuckerberg is on the defensive, maybe?
Well, I think so. And, you know, this whole scandal broke not long ago. Well, it was essentially the action of a whistleblower from within Facebook, or several of them. And they were working on this team that were handling the trending stories, which is a part of Facebook where they show which stories are trending, which topics are trending. And they said that they were pressured to manipulate. They were given the power to blacklist some and to fast-track others. And so while Facebook gave the impression that the trending news was based on people liking certain topics or clicking on topics more, from these whistleblowers we find out that they actually were manipulating what went up and what went down on the trends. And so, and they also said that they had been instructed to suppress so-called conservative news. And as you point out, that includes some of our most prominent libertarians who were supposedly suppressed. Yeah. And so that's a huge black eye for conservatives who do use Facebook a lot as users and as news generators. And as you point out, that's caused a huge embarrassment for Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. And so now, tomorrow, he will meet with a group of so-called conservatives. I don't know if I'd call them that. It sounds like a bunch of neocons to me, but it's going to try to save face.
And it didn't take long for the politicians to get involved. It may have some legal ramifications, but there's always a politician ready and raring to go. And I want to read a couple comments made from John Thune, who is a senator and also the chairman of the Commerce Committee. And he immediately wrote off a letter demanding certain things. So this has political and legal implications. And of course, my immediate reaction was, do we really need the Senate involved this quickly? Maybe if they have to change some laws or something, that might be different. But this is in sort of investigation. And I just want to read a couple words that he used in the letter. He said he wants a full account of how the company operates the trending topics feed, a list of popular news stories personalized to individual tastes that appear on their website. And Facebook must answer these questions and hold those responsible to account if there has been political bias in this trading. Of course, we want to talk about that, and that is important. But really, is it ready for the politicians to come down and have an investigation and put restrictions on it? So my immediate reaction was that, no, you don't. We don't need regulation on there, but we do need an understanding exactly what's going on, and maybe some laws at the state level and maybe the marketplace and maybe public opinion can handle this without getting hysterical about it.
I wonder if Senator Thune has sent a similar letter to Roger Ailes of Fox News demanding that that he disclose the political bias. You know, this it is such a joke, and I think this is how Congress is driven. As you know, if you see something in the headlines, you got to jump because that'll get you camera time.
Yeah, and they would argue that, well, Fox and MSNBC are different. Everybody knows one's liberal, one's conservative. Even they all like war, you know, this sort of thing. But they claim that is different because they're more upfront. And I think I've heard you make the point that it's what Facebook tries to promise or imply, whether it's a written contract or an implied contract, that we're there, and what we do is you put this up here, and we're a platform, and we help distribute it. We're not in the business of making news. So if they are, is just knowing about it a good idea, or is there enough that they have deceived us? Have they committed fraud by saying there's something that they are not? It seems like that is the big question that we have to try to answer.
Yeah, indeed, and I think that's the area, as you say, where it is important to consider. You know, this trending news section doesn't necessarily affect a person or a company who may use Facebook as advertising. There's not a direct connection. And we, in our various endeavors, we do use Facebook to get our stories out, the Ron Paul Institute and the Liberty Report as well. And we do use advertising. We pay for advertising on Facebook to help get the stories out better, and it's a useful tool for us. But the question then comes, as would in any situation, if over here they're committing what may well be fraud, which is misrepresenting an objective measure of what's trending, then what about over here where they're telling us that we're putting out your articles, we're distributing them according to some logarithm that is fair to everyone? So if they're deceiving us over here, it makes you wonder if over here, where we're actually paying for exposure, there might be some deception. Hopefully not, but I think that's where there's an opening.
Okay, this say it's not complex, it's pretty clear cut, and somebody wanted to challenge them for fraud. I still am not tempted to say, well, we need more John Thunes in there to investigate and write more laws and know more about it, investigate them. If there's fraud and it's precise, there should be a challenge. And it reminds me of the fraud that existed with Enron.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have all these national laws and regulations all the way back from to the SEC back in the 30s. And yet Enron was brought down on the fraud laws that were local. They were tried in Houston, Texas, and they didn't have to have a federal trial on this. So I would think that, you know, if they're challenged and somebody said, we have a case against fraud, this probably should be a state matter, you know, maybe in California or something like this. But this whole idea that we have to have more regulations and more controls and management and checking out and making sure you explain to what we're doing, we don't do that with Fox and MSNBC. We shouldn't be doing that, but they cannot step over the boundary of saying they're something that they are not.
And I think far more powerful than Congress even is the market. And I think the market reacted very quickly to these allegations that Facebook was had an anti-conservative bias, anti-libertarian bias. And I think that's why we're seeing that this emergency meeting between Mark Zuckerberg and 15 or so conservative leaders tomorrow will take place. I'm wondering if Mark called you up because the polls were specifically named as people who had news suppressed.
Yeah, we didn't get a call, and you know, I think this is very true. The market will handle this a whole lot and has started to handle it, the fact that he's trying to do something about it. So I think this is also the point that as big as he is and as big as Facebook is, that if there's freedom to come in and to compete. You know, they say that monopolies are horrible, horrible. Most of them are, you know, from government. But the key to a monopoly is it government mandated or is there always free entry? I would say there's still enough freedom, from my understanding, in the internet to compete, you know, with this. You know, we're in the business of getting out information, and it's very slanted. and we're upfront. We're talking about liberty, non-interventionist foreign policy, free markets, and economic policy from the Austrian school. So we're very much upfront to this. So does that mean we have to depend on Zuckerberg to get our information? No, we don't. Maybe they'll start looking even more to our website, and our website is doing quite well, and people who go to our website are looking for a precise form of education, explanations, and news, and an interpretation of news. And I don't see how they can close that down. I think so much of what happens, you know, when you think of a billion people going to Facebook websites and all, that it seems superficial. it seems like the serious people of the world, the people who have ideas, the people who move things, which are, it's a small number of people. And of course, I operate with the same philosophy on homeschooling. You pick a select group of people and get them to understand, because if they're in leadership position, they have more influence. Ideas do have consequences, and you can't stop these ideas. And I don't think, even with this mess going on with Facebook right now, they're not going to stop it. But that doesn't mean that it should be ignored. The other comment I made in the news that got a little bit of attention was that, I said, yeah, maybe it's just be that Facebook might have started this whole thing, because Facebook and other companies that deal with, with the government on national security, they went last year and made sure that they would not be liable. They didn't want to be liable, and there for a while I thought they were really for privacy. No, they weren't for privacy. They were for working with the government. Just get us off the hook. You come to us and we'll do what you want. Not all of them, but for the most part. And then this cybersecurity bill last year, they got exempted from this. That kind of stuff, that's almost the starting of a fight of the overstepping of the deep state, the lobbyists coming in and influencing government and getting governments to do certain things, because then that builds this collusion of big business with big government to further undermine our privacy issues. That to me is so much bigger than trying to figure out which stories they put up and how they might have manipulated it. I don't like the manipulation of lobbyists working with big government so that they can undermine our liberties by knowing everything that we do.
Yeah, you know, your initial comments on that, I was just looking, they got a lot of attention in the media, and it's a great point. You know, now Mark Zuckerberg is probably worried that the Senate might come down hard on him in some way that will affect his business model. But as you pointed out, you know, be careful who you lie down with.
Yeah.
Because when it came time for the cybersecurity bill, sites like Facebook and other social media, including Google and others, they were given authority by the federal government to monitor, broad authority to monitor social activities of their users in exchange for immunity from being prosecuted for monitoring people that would normally be illegally. So they jumped into bed with the deep state, and now they are concerned that the iron fist of the state may come down on them.
You know, I know how big Facebook is and how much influence they have, but I understand there's new things coming up all the time. You know, there's a lot of creativity out there, and it's something that, as long as they're allowed to do this and companies don't get any special protection or special punishments, you can't punish or protect, but you can curtail activities if there's outright fraud. And of course, I'd like to curtail outright collusion between big business and big government. Those are the areas that we could work on. But for a politician to say, well, send me your plans on what you expect to do next week and all this, because, the truth is, we really are a news service, so where go? But people aren't going to stop. People will drift away. Somebody else is going to have an option. We'll get more people to our website and find out what the truth is about foreign policy and civil liberties.
Yeah. And isn't it sort of ironic? This shows the truth about conservatives. They don't believe in the markets. The market will decide. If people feel they're getting ripped off by Facebook intellectually, they'll develop something new. But here's Thune, a big statist, really, not a conservative. He wants the federal government to get involved and undermine markets.
It seems like the manipulation, which obviously I believe there was some, and both Rand and myself probably suffered from it by not promoting these things. But my guess would be that if you looked at everything that goes out on Facebook, you know, if there's this much going out, probably the part we're talking about right now is probably minuscule compared to all the chit-chat that goes on and all the fun that people have on there. I know there's a lot of people who use it for family matters, and they communicate with families, and it's really a great idea of communications. And I was always amazed about how we reconnected with people that we hadn't talked to in 30 years, you know, high school friends and different things would start communicating and keeping us up to date with it. So there has been a lot of great stuff there, but there's also the ramifications in politics, and that, of course, is where I get really turned off. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to visit with us today about Facebook. It's an interesting subject. It's very important. And like I said, I think the big deal is there a collusion between these social networking programs and government to give them special privileges and not be liable for undermining our liberties and giving information to the government, which should be absolutely unconstitutional, illegal, and yet they are participating and cannot be liable. It was good that if they had, at the time, they were liable and they were very hesitant about the government doing this, invading our privacy. And I thought that was great. These social network companies are for privacy. No, they were for their own selves. And as long as they're protected, they're okay. So this is an interesting issue. It's an interesting political and economic issue. It has to do with civil liberties, and it has to do with monopolies, but it also has to do with how do you handle problems like this. The last thing we don't need, is another federal court being involved in dealing with this. This could be handled much differently in the marketplace as well as with state laws, and that is the direction we should go in, and we should try our best to keep the busybody politicians out of it, wanting to write a new law of regulation and invading the privacy of companies that don't need invaded. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.